In Iraq today, security forces at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad held off pro-Iran demonstrators in a second day of anti-American demonstrations. But the situation has taken a positive turn. The protesters now are said to be away from the area, apparently following a withdrawal order of pro-Iranian militia and the Iraqi government. But tensions remain high, and there is clearly a risk of further violence. The embassy attacks, which at one point yesterday breached the outer perimeter of the compound, prompted the Pentagon to dispatch hundreds of additional troops to the region. U.S. President Donald Trump praised the embassy's defenders.
Well, I think it's been handled very well. The Marines came in. We had some great warriors come in and do a fantastic job. They were there instantaneously. As soon as we heard, I used the word immediately. They came immediately. And it's in great shape. As you know, this will not be a Benghazi.
Earlier, the president said he would hold Iran responsible for the embassy attacks. Hundreds of thousands of pro-democracy protesters marched in Hong Kong for New Year's Day, adding to the civil unrest that engulfed the Chinese semi-autonomous territory for much of 2019. City police fired tear gas and pepper spray to chase crowds that had put up barricades in the Kowloon district. Authorities said they detained some 400 people for unlawful assembly and carrying illegal weapons. In Australia, 2020 begins as 2019 ended, with dry conditions, hot weather, and strong winds continuing to fuel history-making wildfires. At least 17 deaths have been reported nationwide. Emergency officials say more than 200 huge bushfires are burning throughout Australia. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to our website, voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Against the backdrop of a continuing diplomatic standoff with President Trump, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is once again ratcheting up his language, warning he is ready to unveil a new strategic weapon. Kim's end-of-the-year deadline for renewed talks with Washington has come and gone. But has that put new meaning into his latest threats? Here's VOA correspondent Bill Gallo in Seoul, South Korea.
In his annual New Year's Day comments, Kim Jong-un announced he is no longer bound by his self-imposed moratorium on nuclear or long-range missile tests. It is the clearest indication yet that North Korea may soon resume major provocations. But although Kim's speech was full of threats, most came with conditions, suggesting North Korea is still open to talking. Kim wants the United States to relax sanctions. He also wants a formal end to joint military exercises with South Korea, and no more advanced weapon sales between the two countries. Speaking late Tuesday, Trump appeared to downplay the importance of Kim's threats, saying his relationship with Kim remains very good.
That was VOA's Bill Gallo.